Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we are going to continue in our current series of studies, Christ's ministry to his own as taught in the book of Hebrews. And again, we remind you that not all the ministry of Christ to us is contained in the book of Hebrews, but there is a huge amount of it, and it's so majestic. Now, we've already considered Christ as our captain and deliverer, our apostle and high priest. Today we wish to consider him as our sacrifice and a new and living way, our approach to God. God has always been approached upon the ground of sacrifice. Always. The fourth chapter of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, Abel approached God through offering up a little lamb. And God was pleased with his sacrifice, and he accepted that. Cain offered up the fruit of the ground, and God didn't accept it, and Cain was very, very angry. But we are taught from the very opening pages of the Bible, so to speak, that God must be approached through sacrifice. Now, in the Old Testament, they came through the Levitical offerings. We're going to be reading presently in the first chapter of Leviticus. And if you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to read with us. Notice how God is approached through the medium of a sacrifice. Chapter 1, and in verse 2 we read, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, If any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, he shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd, and of the flock. If his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him." That word atonement is very interesting. It means a covering. It shall make a covering for him. Now God sees us through the sacrifice of Christ. Those were blood sacrifices. They put their hands upon the head of the animal as if to identify themselves with the animal, with the sacrifice, by saying, "Now I deserve to die. I can't produce what God demands of me. I deserve to die. But this little animal is going to die in my place." That's what he said, really, in effect. He identified himself with the sacrifice. Now, this sacrifice, the burnt offering, was a picture of Christ as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Remember, Abel offered up a little lamb, a picture of Christ. Now, there were other offerings. There was bullocks and there were goats. Now, this offering was made to cover the weakness of man. But the sin and trespass offering was made to cover up the sinfulness of man. The weakness is something that is just inherent to human nature, but sin is something of the conscience. And that offering was made practically in the same way, and it also furnished a covering. God was able to go along with the children of Israel, not overlooking their sins, just reminding himself through their sacrifices, which are types and shadows of Christ, the coming sacrifice that take away the sin of the world. And God was just reminding himself, so to speak, if I may use that language, I trust I'm using it reverently, that God needs to be reminded. But he did. He reminded himself, yes, there is a sacrifice that is coming not to cover over their sins, but to take them away. And we read of that sacrifice in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. John the Baptist was introducing his disciples to the Lord Jesus Christ in the first chapter, and there we read in verse 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Not covers up the sin of the world. He takes it away. I can see those Old Testament ones who were indeed disciples of John. Oh, I see it now. I see it those Old Testament sacrifices just pictured Christ. They covered over the sin, but Christ takes the sin away. Now, did you notice, as I read the scripture, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, in the Old Testament, God gave those that wanted to come into his presence, God gave them the choice of their own lambs. But when it came to the choice for the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, he made the choice. He chose Christ, his own Son, to die for you and for me, trusting, of course, that we would be satisfied with his choice. Now, if you and I had been in the presence of God when he made up his mind, we'd have said, no, 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 don't let Christ die for me. But he made up his mind, and it was his idea. He's the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Have you identified yourself? Have you laid your hand, the hand of faith, on this Lamb? Have you made him as your own, so that you can indeed come into the presence of God without that barrier of sin on your conscience and without it in the mind of God at all? Oh, how wonderful to know Christ in this capacity as the one who loved me and died for me. Now, the Old Testament sacrifices were but shadows, and we read in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, we're told that very plainly. I'm going to read it very briefly. The apostle writes in the book of Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 4, It is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. They cover them over. See the meticulous accuracy of the scripture? They were taken away, not simply covered over. And then we read down in verse 10, By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. They had to make their sacrifices every year on the Day of Atonement. Christ only had one sacrifice. He did the job correctly. We read and we keep on reading here. Verse 11, And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. Now, do you understand it? Paul is teaching this from Hebrews. Can never take away sins. But this man, Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God. The priest in the temple, there were no chairs in the temple. The priests were on their feet from the moment they went into that temple until they came out. There was no sitting down, unless you sat on the ground. Now, actually, Christ was asked to sit down. Sit thou on my right hand till I make thy foes thy footstool. Why? Because his work was done. He could sit and rest, and I can rest in the sacrifice of Christ to me. I am completely satisfied. God made the choice of the Lamb for me, and I am so pleased. His precious blood took away my sin. Now let's talk about that new and living way. And we are in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, and there it's taught us. We read verse 19 of the 10th chapter of Hebrews, Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. The sacrifice of Christ opened up the way into the presence of God. When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, that veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. I'm going to read this. It's in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. He died. This was on the cross. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. From the top to the bottom, that shows it was an act of God. It wasn't ripped from the bottom to the top. Now that veil was very heavy and very tall. And it was ripped miraculously from the top to the bottom. God says by the death of Christ, the way into the holiest of all is now open to anybody that wants to come. But this is the new and the living way, and the veil was rent, that is to say, his flesh. The veil that kept, that now allows us into the presence of God, was Christ's flesh. Was it rent? It was torn by the nails. It was torn, it was pierced by the spear. It was pierced by the thorns on his blessed brow. Was the veil rent? Yes, the veil was rent. And now we can go into the presence of God as priests. We read this in the first epistle to Peter, chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A royal priesthood. And we read in Revelation, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, unto him, that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Now, we don't have to come into the presence of God as priests on a specified day, which was the Day of Atonement. We don't belong to the family of Aaron. We're not priests by being related to Aaron, but we're priests by being related to God through the blood of Christ that was shed for us. And now we can come into the presence of God at any time. Any time that we choose to come into the presence of God. This is the doctrine of the priesthood of all believers. And we can come in. How do we come in? Because the blood has been shed for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ died for us. He died that he might open up the Holy of Holies by tearing it, the veil, his flesh, from top to bottom. Now, God can be approached at any time through the value of that sacrifice of Christ. This is the teaching of the book of Hebrews. Isn't it grand? Isn't it majestic to know that the problem of sin has been taken care of by God? That Christ died for my sins, and I have the authority from the Holy Scriptures to tell everyone listening to this broadcast, Christ died for your sins too. He loved you just as much as he loved me. And that sacrifice avails for you just as much as it avails for me. Have you put your hand on the head of the beast, like the Old Testament sacrificer did with his little sacrifice, to identify and say, this sacrifice is mine? Have you put your hand of faith on Christ? Have you identified yourself with him as the sacrifice that took away your sins and now opens up the way into the presence of God, and we come there as his sons? We thank you, Father, for the grand and glorious truths of the Scriptures. May they grip our souls. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.